The Art of Work, Section 3. Still, I was determined to do something worthwhile with the few days of life I was granted on the earth. So I went to work on many great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I created gardens and parks full of fruit trees, and I dug wells so my orchards would flourish. I acquired male and female servants. I had others who were born in my house. I own more cattle and sheep than anyone in Jerusalem. I amassed silver and gold and collected royal treasures from far-off lands. I enjoyed music in the company of beautiful women. I became greater than anyone who had ever lived in Jerusalem with wisdom at my side. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired and refused my heart no pleasure. And yet, when I look back over all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, it was as futile as chasing after the wind, for I had gained nothing of lasting benefit under the sun. The only reward for all my labor was the joy my heart found while I was working. The opening line of today's reading reminds us that death is actually the driving force behind what we commonly refer to as human progress. The knowledge of death is ever present, and we know that our days are limited. If we're going to get anything significant accomplished before we die, we'd better get an education, establish ourselves in a career, and get to work and climb the proverbial ladder. Surely if we do something worthwhile with our days, there will be a payoff in the future. We will achieve a lasting benefit from all our hard work under the sun. Later in his book, Qohelet does note that the acquisition of wealth helps us. Qohelet does not advocate for being foolish and not planning for the future. He does tell us that money provides a measure of security, and when we're in financially stable times, we should simply enjoy them. In this section, however, Qohelet is talking about that sense of accomplishment that comes from completing great projects, either personally or as a community. He wants us to understand that real joy is found in the work itself, and that once a project is completed, sure, we can celebrate our achievement in that day, but when the party is over, we must move on to the next project. The real issue with looking to gain something lasting as a result of your projects is that your future orientation will rob you of the very joy that was to be your reward today. It is only in this day that you will have the opportunity to find joy in what you're working on now and with the people you are working with. My name is Vance Newdorf. My website is artofwork.ca. The Art of Work, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thanks for listening.